Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. So, talking about the Russo-Ukrainian war and this summit that never was. So, Donald J. Trump was due to have another summit with Vladimirovich, and the venue was going to be Budapest, Hungary. Remember, there was that summit in Alaska a few weeks ago, which was a damp squib. So, there Trump was caving in. The leaders of really just about every other Western country, or even their allies like South Korea, Japan, Australia. They're refusing to have any meetings with President Putin, with his top officials, his prime minister, his foreign secretary, and so forth. But Trump caved in, decided he would. Okay, and even allowed Putin to visit some Soviet or Russian military cemetery in Alaska whilst he was there, a propaganda coup for Russia. And if the United States is going to hold such a meeting, why shouldn't other countries like Slovakia, Hungary? Remember, those are the two European countries which are most unsympathetic to Ukraine's plight, despite them being neighbors, and possibly next on the hit list were Russia to prevail. So this meeting didn't go ahead in the end. Now, remember, there's an arrest warrant issued by the International Criminal Court for Vladimir Putin for his crimes against humanity, or should I say his suspected crimes against humanity. And the one they went with is the one which is proven to be all beyond even a shadow of a doubt, and that is the kidnapping of over 20,000 children, because the Russian government said that they did it. They didn't use the word kidnapping, but they announced it on the news. They said some of the names. They showed films of them getting onto buses, being transported to Russia, that they'd been adopted by Russian parents, despite having two good living parents in Ukraine in many cases. So that was just proved absolutely irrefragably. Now, there are other atrocities the Russian army's committed where Russia then false flags and blames the Ukrainians, claim the Ukrainians did it to their own people or something like that. But this one, because it's just so crystal clear, that's the easiest one to go with. But Trump was willing to meet him nevertheless, and Viktor Orban, the Prime Minister of Hungary, is willing to facilitate the meeting, but it didn't happen because Trump has been talking about a ceasefire for a long time. I remember European countries have bent over backwards to facilitate Russia early in the war. President Emmanuel Macron of France saying, okay, Russia doesn't need to be humiliated. There was talk about an off ramp that he could back down, he could save face. Remember, the Russian media was bragging they were going to take Kiev in 2 days. 3.5 years later, they're nowhere near. They haven't even taken Pokrovsk. I can't believe it. I thought that Russia was going to take it early this year. So did a lot of people. So it's been a total failure, this this summer offensive. They took about 2,000 square kilometers. So a very small, I mean, relative to the number of casualties, relative to at least 200,000 casualties, of which at least 50,000 are dead. I mean, you can do the sums yourself. But this is so far not happening because Putin has previously said, oh, ceasefire, oh yes, I'd love to do it, but, and had several conditions. Not a flat no, thinking that will put Trump's back up. What we'll do is we'll add conditions, and the conditionality will be such that these can't be fulfilled and so on. But he's played Trump for the fool that he really is. Is Trump finally getting annoyed? I thought he would some time ago. But as they say, Taco Trump always chickens out. He always backs down. He's very afraid of Putin. Is it the kompromat? Is it the PP tape? Is it he has a soft spot for tyrants and pathological liars like himself? And that meeting between President Volodymyr Zelensky and Trump in the White House, this time not filmed, apparently went really badly. The rumors are that Trump was swearing at him. So Trump is so unpredictable, such a weather vane. He's so fickle. It's very difficult to get any consistency out of him. So that's what is so hard. So why would Russia stop? Because they are crawling forward, thinking that eventually Ukraine will collapse. Eventually, Western military aid to Ukraine will collapse, and that did look like it was happening earlier this year when the United States briefly cut off financial aid, intelligence sharing. But that's come back. That European countries can't afford to do this, and so on. They'll get fed up of Ukrainian refugees. Actually, there's a little sign they are getting fed up of Ukrainian refugees, that governments will be ushered into office who are more sympathetic to the Kremlin's position. And that's happened in Slovakia, and Hungary's kind of like that already. And there are parties, particularly hyper-nationalist parties in various Western countries, which do believe the Kremlin's line. Anyway, so the idea of a ceasefire, well, at least it would save some lives for a while, but a 1 month ceasefire could turn into a 6 month ceasefire, could turn into a year, could turn into permanent, and things like that. Remember, in the Korean Peninsula, theoretically, it's only a ceasefire. There's no permanent peace ever been signed. So anyway, it's clear that Russia is deeply unserious about peace, has intensified all their attacks, particularly on the energy infrastructure. It's failed the last 3 winters. Why on earth is it worth is it going to succeed this one? The time, well, I mean, it's not. And okay, they do have more drones and missiles, but one of the reasons that Russia did start talking more about the ceasefire is the talk about Tomahawks being given to Ukraine, and they're worried about that. Now, Russia's vast land area, the vastest of any country in the world, is both a strength and a weakness because you can retreat so far and so on, but it's indefensible. And that's why the Ukrainians have found an Achilles heel of the Russian economy, and that's their oil refineries and so on, and hit so many of those. They say at one point taking 28% of the capacity offline. Now, you can sell oil which is unrefined, but there's less of a profit on that one. And they had to sort of ration petrol in many regions, had to import it from other countries. Because you can't defend everywhere, and Russia has to prioritize military bases, particularly air bases, key installations, the center of Moscow, presidential palaces. So they just don't have enough air defense to go around. And these oil refineries are on several square kilometers. So and then when they are hit, that causes a huge explosion. That's a lot of, oil destroyed, and sometimes the workers killed, and so forth. And it also creates such a big bang that in these remote regions, they can't deny that the war is impacting them. So Russia is really keen to avoid that and talk about, oh, well, we will do something against you. This will be a direct war against us if you supply these. But that hasn't happened. Remember, there was a big hoo-ha about providing planes, and the Ukrainians have got those. Hello there, video No Kings. His video. I don't know. I haven't done any video on No Kings. I know. Providing whatever tank, this would be an escalation. Russia would take serious action over this one. Providing HIMARS, oh well, Russia was going to hit back over that. Providing what is it? Those scalp missiles, as the French call them. I can't remember what the British call them. And those have been used, storm shadows, in Russia proper, not in occupied Ukraine. And Russia's done nothing about it. And there've been some cyber attacks, but they've been doing this for years. I mean, a property belonging to Keir Starmer was burnt down a year ago or something like that. But I mean, they've not killed anyone. Okay, they might do. They're not going to take serious action. They can't defeat Ukraine. How on earth can they defeat the whole of NATO, which outnumbers them? Is it 8 to 1? And financially outnumbers them about 25 to 1. So I think even Putin's not that crazy. So these Tomahawk missiles, because they are so long range, is at 2,500 kilometers, virtually impossible to stop. So they'd be a very formidable weapon and carry a huge warhead. The only thing is, the United States doesn't have that many of them. They're quite expensive. They're mostly ship launched. There is some platform that can launch from land. So how many would be gifted in the United States? We don't have enough for ourselves. But in the right place, could have a big effect. Could destroy quite a few planes, things like that. What if we could take down the Kerch Strait Bridge? So yeah, I mean, there is absolutely no indication that Putin is wanting to stop this war, and that's because it's not hurting him enough. He's not going to stop until he is stopped, until the losses are so great he thinks his regime is threatened. But of course, he backs down. Would he be overthrown by Ultra Hawks? Possibly. Would it, even those who want peace, because it'd be the ultimate admission of failure. So it's very difficult to see. He's been offered face-saving ways to back down, and he hasn't taken them. Right, very, very sad situation. Very lucky to live in peace. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, the name PayPal, George Callan 790@gmail.com. Goodbye.